Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tuesday, 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m. And we're going to do something different during the sports segment today. We're going to play, you know how we've played Name That Tune before?
Uh-huh.
All right. Because we're all excited about the World Cup. Everybody loves soccer now. We're going to play Name That Announcer. You're going to have to name the announcer or at least the country from where he comes.
All right.
That's coming up in the big sports segment.
Multilingual. I will not be able to name these.
I don't know. I disagree with you. I think you probably are.
These are different people yelling, "Go!"
Yes. Precisely. Yeah. And okay, who was the first person that started that? Because somebody started it. Now everybody's emulating it.
Well, yeah, there's a guy, and he's doing commercials now for something.
Guy for Univision or something.
Yeah,
right.
He's doing commercials now. And I can't remember his name.
He's like Korean rapper Psy. He's pitching avocados or pistachios or something.
Michael Buffer, you know, made a living saying, "Let's get ready to rumble."
Yeah. And he degraded himself to doing Progressive Insurance commercials.
Michael Buffer, he's the ring announcer who does the big fights in Las Vegas, actually trademarked "Let's Get Ready to Rumble."
And makes a fortune off of suing people that use it.
That's right. Sues radio and television stations like, "Hey, it's the big weekend kickoff." And then someone says that phrase, that phrase with the long, drawn-out thing that we're not going
to
say.
So if I were to get sued, if I were to get sued, I would have a very sad feeling about myself. I would be sorry, and I would say, "Let's get ready to humble."
Right.
And I could do it that way and not get sued, couldn't I?
In all seriousness, for purposes of this discussion, you don't want to hold out that letter or whatever. That would be a violation of his trademark.
No, he's not listening this morning.
I don't know, man. I've gotten emails. I've gotten emails from all over the country. People
There are people in our corporate office who are nervous that we're even discussing it.
I like making people nervous. Yesterday, during the Jerry Bader program, I got a real tickle. You mentioned Univision, right? A gentleman called into the program while we were discussing political correctness and said he doesn't own a television. My respect for him shot up immensely. Anyone that has made the decision, "I don't want what television brings into my life," and just refuses to have one. Congratulations! I couldn't congratulate
someone who's avoiding all of the great entertainment options that are available and the information that's available.
However, he does say that occasionally he goes over to a family member's house or somebody, and they have Univision.
And
he says, "There's some amazing things on that Univision." I'm like, "I bet there are, sir."
Mexican telenovelas with scantily clad women.
You see, my favorite is Sábado Gigante. It's the game show.
Uh-huh.
And I have no idea what's happening there, but everyone looks like they're having a blast.
Right. And the ladies are healthy and not wearing
a whole lot.
You
sit and watch a game show that's in Spanish and you don't understand what's going on and you continue to watch it?
Some of the women, when they win the smallest prizes, when the rice-a-roni or the turtle wax comes out, are jumping up and down. They look like they're going to give themselves a black eye.
Yeah. So that's why he watches it right there. It's like watching the Food Channel and Nigella comes on. You don't care what she's making.
Watching those fine motion pictures that are on Cinemax at 2 in the morning.
You know what? That is one thing I never got into was watching Skinemax in the middle of the night. And there was some other, what was it, like HBO After Hours or After Dark
After Dark.
See, I don't get those things with my satellite provider, but once a year there's
Free
preview week. I can't believe what's coming out of my television during free preview week.
You have set me up for so many good jokes, and I'm just going to let it slide because supposedly this is a family-oriented program. Let us move on. One of the things I want to talk about is in the news is this amazing plane crash that and it's a very sad situation. The pilot and the passenger of the plane died. But the individual, the homeowner, he was gone, and
Cole Heckendorf, who's a big football star from Mozambique.
Wow, he was staying in the home as a guest. The plane crashed and destroyed everything. He jumps out of a second-story window.
Broke the window, put a wrap around his arm, broke the window, and jumped as he saw the fireball coming through the house.
Uninjured. It's like, could this have been a Michael Bay film better done in any way possible? absolutely stunning and amazing. However, there are some circumstances I want to talk about. Apparently, the President of the United States has gotten a little confused.
Here we go.
He showed up at a Chipotle recently and was talking. He was supposed
First
to be.
First Lady must have been out of town.
Uh-huh. He was supposed to be talking about how important it is to work. And apparently he got mixed up. We have audio. We have audio of the of the speech.
Well, welcome to the White House Summit on Twerking Families.
Woohoo!
So, I just twerked over to Chipotle's for lunch with Cheerios stuck to my pants. I caused a lot of havoc, as you might expect. And I went there with buddies of mine. One of them, Shirley Young, from New York, works at a nursing home. And you know, on her job, it's been a little more challenging. Her kids are older, and she's going back to school, and it's wonderful that she is actually now taking some twerking classes with her children. Before I moved into the White House, I was away a lot. Michelle was twerking full-time, and fortunately, she had an employer who understood if she needed to twerk in the middle of the day. What bound all of us together was a recognition that twerking gives us a sense of place and dignity as well as income, and it is critically important. That's the promise of America. That's what we're going to keep on twerking for. That's what the summit's all about. Let's go out there and get to twerk. Thank you, guys. I love you. God bless you. God bless you.
Talk and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSA.